forensic cops. We just want to help you. Let me see.
Thank you for calling Access Capital. This is Dee. How may I direct your call?
Stacy Allen, please.
Certainly. May I tell me who's calling?
It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on, Ruben.
Access Capital's website has everything you need to get started with your customized leasing plan. Browse our history.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Stacy. You sound exhausted.
I am tired.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Working hard. I have a question for you. It is a deal one of our reps is working on.
Okay.
And I want to ask you what your thoughts were. Apparently, you've seen it from someone else, but I thought this deal would be up your guys' alley. It's a deal called Solterra Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Good credit, really good revenues, good banks, and I wanted to see what we're missing. And I think it's better for me to speak directly to you than go into our credit, because I probably know a little more. They'll probably not understand some of the terminology you're working with. So, yeah, you seem...
Oregon?
Yeah.
Washington.
One of those friendly... Oregon. Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, because it came in. We got it twice in July.
Probably one from us.
Yeah. I will say there's a pretty long explanation in here.
Okay.
It says the revenues are high at $15 million. However, their gross profit's down. In 2014, they had a gross profit of $780,000, and in 2015, it was $559,000. The tough part is they had a small loss in 2014, and then in 2015, they had a huge loss. Then going on the first 4 months.
Is that based on like a P&L?
I don't know what all we had.
But I'm saying if they're showing a huge loss, I'm assuming it's off of P&L. Because
mm-hmm.
we, okay. Let's, and well, let me, yeah.
Gross profit was up to, however, another large loss. In 2015, there was a bad debt loss. The trends are not good. Brian Heather ran it up until 2014, then brought in James Wong, which stimulated business, however, stimulated huge losses.
Can you help me out real quick? Because what I'm seeing as a summary of an income statement shows in 2015, there was $2 million of profit of $13 million in revenue. And so that's where I'm confused. I see they broke it out into design build, systems, and cities, and then combined. And I see that they had a net loss on design build, a net loss on systems, a profit on cities, and it all equated to $2 million in profit. So that's where my confusion is, that someone's saying, hey, the 2015s are huge losses, but I'm not seeing that. So my question is either A, we have a customer doing different financial statements to different prospective lenders, which is a huge scary thing, or B, we're missing something. Because I just see a summary income statement for Solterra, and I do see a $2 million profit.
Profit and loss. You're looking at the profit and loss monthly for January through April?
No, I'm looking at the profit and loss for 2015.
Oh, 2015.
That, because that's where this people are saying there's this big loss, but I see a net income. I see a net operating income of $2 million. $2,010,000, $230,075 to be exact. How's life in your side?
Oh, okay. Not bad.
You guys aren't doing any working capital, are you?
No.
What do you think about that product, by the way, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. You know what? I don't really know a whole lot about it.
We do a ton of it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Seems a little scary to me.
It's an interesting product. I think that it's a bit oversaturated right now, but I believe that if you can explain the product and not lie to people and tell the truth, it's actually a very valuable product.
Okay.
but it's interesting what's happened. Many people in our industry, I think, have gone that route. So we still do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that. Well, I'm looking at 2015 tax return. Do you have their 2015 tax return?
I don't have their 2015. I have their 2014.
I have their 2015 tax return, and that's where it shows a loss.
So you got their 2015 business tax return?
Yes.
Perfect.
It's showing a loss of $878,000.
That's a 2015 business tax return.
Mm-hmm. 2015 for Solterra Systems Design Build. Let's see what else is in here. $6,900.
Okay, so we have a self-prepared P&L, and your numbers are completely different. Okay, cool. Cool.
Do you want the full explanation of?
No, this is the point where I shut up.
Oh, okay.
You've done more than enough.
Okay.
So that's the reality. So we don't have, I think. Our rep doesn't have certain pieces of information. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I do have the 2015 business tax return, so.
Cool, thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.